Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, happy Monday. It is Monday, January the 8th. This is the voice of Tanya that you hear. Becca is in Hawaii today, so it's me and Mark.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. And it's the day after the Golden Globes.
I watched the Golden Globes.
The whole thing.
Not the whole thing, because the Easties were at the same time as the Golden Globe, and my priority is the Easties.
Gotcha.
Hopefully he can come in here later and mention that. But I enjoyed the Golden Globes. Here's why. I've seen a lot of those shows.
Oh, so you cared more.
Yeah, to me, award shows only work. Like, I don't want to, like, that's why nobody watches the Oscars, because nobody's seen any of those movies.
Right.
And so it's just not that big of a deal unless there's like a Titanic or something in it. So for this, I've seen The Bear, I've seen Succession, all the shows that really cleaned up last night I've seen, so that was fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I didn't care for the host particularly. I'm sure he's a fine
guy. Joe Coy.
Joe Coy. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a very funny comedian. Didn't care for him. And some of the movie stuff was lost on me because I haven't seen a lot of those movies. But
right.
Nonetheless, I enjoyed the show.
I did not watch the show.
None.
No, not one bit. It was a family member's birthday. One of my, well, I guess if it's my fiance's cousin, is she going to be my cousin?
No.
She's my cousin-in-law.
That's a good question, because his nieces and nephews become your nieces and nephews, but your cousins don't become your cousins.
So she's my cousin-in-law?
I guess.
How
annoying. Although you don't hear that very often.
Okay.
They're your husband's cousin.
Fiance.
Right, but they will be your husband's cousin eventually.
No, it's my husband's cousin. Yeah. Right. Anyways, it was her birthday. Oh, we got together last night and we were in like a deep, deep Jenga championship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What size
got
blocks?
Heated.
Regular size blocks?
Yeah.
I see a lot of big blocks on
social
media.
Yeah, regular size blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, we get heated in our Jenga. Mm. And I took the champ.
Nice.
Took the title last night.
Look at
yeah.
you.
Thank you. First place. Dethrone the birthday girl.
Did not know this was a skill that you possessed.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But so I did that last night and we had like a really, really, really productive weekend because since the new year, we've been like doing a lot of purging. You know, I love purging. I'm trying to be a minimalist. So I've been going through like the house, closets, and I get really swayed by Instagram videos. Mm-hmm. And I saw this girl doing some TED talk about how like we make thousands and thousands of choices a day.
Yeah.
And that we only wear 20% of our closet. Mm-hmm. So we need to eliminate the other 80%. And I was like, she's actually right. I wear probably 20% of what's in my closet. So I didn't eliminate 80%.
Okay.
But I'm going to start the process of doing all that. Anyways, I got Robbie on board and we were both doing it. And he tried on, I don't know if you know Robbie, his style is like he wears really tight jeans.
Okay.
So he bought like two pairs of baggy jeans when they were like in, mm-hmm. and he never, the tags were still on them.
Oh, wow.
And so he was like, I don't know what to do with these. I never wore them. And he was like trying them on. And I was like, they just don't work for you. But I was like, let me try them on because that's like the style for girls. And they're like kind of cute on me. So now I actually own, I'm going to be wearing a pair of actual boyfriend jeans.
How do you get past the whole thing of I might one day need a green dress and I have this green dress and I haven't worn it in 5 years, but what if I need a green dress?
So,
because I have that problem. There's plenty of shirts in my closet that I'd never ever wear. I'm like, I might need that someday.
For what though? What are you going to need it for?
For example,
a costume party, then you get to go to the thrift store and buy another one.
I'm not going to, that's the thing is I don't want the hassle of going to the thrift store. I could have just gone to my closet. Like a couple of months ago, a friend of my daughter's needed a purple shirt. And I had a purple shirt that I never wear. So like, here you go. Have a purple shirt. They gave it back. I put it back in the closet.
So you're holding on to 80% of your closet just for those random occurrences.
Because you never know. I don't know. You know what I did do, though, for the new year? Because I don't like to make choices. I put shirts in order.
Of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
And beyond. Because I have shirts that I wear for work.
Uh-huh.
And I put them in order.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just wear them as they go. That way I don't have to worry about it. I just take the next one to the left.
You know what's so funny? What I kind of do the same thing with work. I was like, I hate wearing jeans to work. Like nothing makes me feel more constricted than a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
So I always wear sweats. And I have like a bunch of different sweat sets. But I feel like I wear the same sweat sets over and over and over again. I need to cycle through them more. So I'm doing a similar organized situation where like after I wear it, it goes to the right side of
yes,
the pack.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think we all have to do that. Because otherwise, because that's the last thing I want is somebody to say, didn't you just wear that shirt? I would be so humiliated by that.
Yeah. But I wear the same sweat sets all the time. Do you
and
notice?
And I don't care. No, I don't notice and I don't care.
Yeah.
So, you know what they say? You wouldn't care so much what people think about you if you realized how little they did.
It's true.
It is true.
It's true. I probably would recognize if you wore the same shirt the day after, like 2 days in a row. But...
Maybe, but I do a very similar shirt to this.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, but this is new. I've never worn this before.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that was how the weekend started. And then we had our very first family meeting of 2024.
Yes. And people have lots of questions about your family meetings.
Yes. And I was very excited about the questions because I didn't think there was anything like groundbreaking about my family meeting. Like basically what we do is, and I bribe Robbie into doing them by taking him to his favorite like hotel bar.
Mm-hmm.
So like we went out like early, we went at like 3:30, sat at the bar with my computer and then.
Is this just the two of you or
yeah,
the kids involved?
Just the two of
us.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. And so.
And you have your computer.
I have my computer. And so we'd like kind of go over stuff. We get maybe like a charcuterie and enjoy like a little snack, da da da. And then maybe after like an hour and a half, then we'll get wine or get some alcohol. Maybe
wow.
We'll eat dinner. And then we usually end up.
You closing. Had talked about trying a dry January, but that did not happen, huh?
No, it did mm-hmm. not happen. Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the after effects of alcohol are very harsh on my body.
That's what you were saying.
But the fun of it is so fun. So why deprive myself of the fun?
Because it leads to pain and discomfort.
But if I can just limit it to the amount that doesn't give me the pain and discomfort, I'm in a happy place.
Okay.
So great. I'm in my happy place right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know where that is. You know exactly how many glasses of wine.
Not entirely. Yeah, and sometimes I get carried away.
Yeah, it's a work in
but,
progress.
But, you know, to each its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so family meetings. Do you have an agenda before the meeting starts?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay.
I make the agenda. Clearly, obviously. Actually, and I could use some scrubber's help if anybody's listening. So what we've been doing with our family meetings is I make an agenda like on Microsoft Word and I basically make it into bullet points of different like sections. So like whether it be house updates, kids schedules, summer plans, wedding planning, big dates coming up, like I kind of section it out and then I like we divvy up responsibilities, right? So like with house duties, if there's stuff that he needs to do, I highlight it in a different color and then I'll just follow up
with
him.
Do you have the most recent agenda handy?
I don't have it handy.
Okay.
But I can remember it was like house stuff. So the last couple things we need to do in the house is reupholster something in the kitchen, which he's going to do. So I basically was like, okay, let's get on it. Let's do it this week. Da, da, da. So I give him like deadlines, timelines.
Oh my God.
And then we discuss stuff together. So like holidays, trips, vacations, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it to be very great. We like are very efficient in these. We divvy things up. We get stuff done. But what we're looking for is an app that basically is like a working document that the two of us can have. Because what I'm also realizing too is like, I mean, we're kind of, I mean, we're new to this whole, like, I mean, yeah, we've been living together, but I've taken on the role of, I do more of the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
But I'll miss things. So he'll like use the last peanut butter and I don't know. And then I'll go to the store and I'll forget it. So like we're trying to find an app that is like a working document that the two of us can have and are constantly checking in with each other.
Well, what about a notes, you know, notes app? You can share notes apps.
More detailed, more intricate than a notes app.
Okay.
Like tasks that we can put in and like have different colors.
You have a tasks app too, but. I don't know. I haven't used that one as much.
I found this one. I did a little. It's called like Todoist.
Oh.
But I don't know how to share it.
Okay.
It's a little more complicated. So I need like a, what are the morons guide to or whatever? to-do list apps with your partner.
Right.
So if anybody listening has any. Yes, for dummies. Yeah. Shared something with your partner apps, please hit me up.
Morons is harsh. Dummies is nicer.
Yeah, thank you, dummies. Mm-hmm. But I find them to be like really helpful and we like get so much done and we like brainstorm ideas. So if like he has a family birthday coming up, we brainstorm it, what gift we want to give them and stuff like that.
And
so
he's
we're not
cool with all this? Like when you say to him, oh, family meeting Tuesday at noon, he isn't like,
If I said Tuesday at noon, he's like, If I say Saturday at your favorite hotel bar, he's like, oh, okay, cool. We'll have dinner after. I'm like, yeah.
So there's some bribery involved.
Correct.
Boy, because you're a lot. Like, I think it's wonderful that you two have found each other.
Well, you don't think many men would be down for a family
meeting?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I do see the benefits of it. But I know that if my wife started scheduling family meetings for us to go over stuff, I would dread them. But I see what you're saying, and I think it would be helpful.
And here's the thing. I do think it might be different for you because your kid's schedule is your kid's schedule.
Yeah.
Our kid's schedule is 50-50. So we have to really do things in advance, plan things ahead, figure out what we want to do. You know what I mean? Like we have to do all that in advance.
Right. By the way, we use Cozy Calendar.
We have that too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, yes. Yeah, we have a shared Cozy Calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have that. But yeah, I don't know. He is down. He doesn't hate them.
Mm-hmm.
He would never call a family meeting himself,
right, sure.
And like do the agenda and stuff.
Wouldn't
that
make you happy if you did?
Oh my God, you have no idea. He said something the other day that was so like that, uh-huh. You know? And I was like, oof, what's doing things to me inside? You have no idea. And he's like, oh my God. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So whatever works. What it tweets their own, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, we used to have them sporadically, like I would say maybe every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do one every month in the year of 2024.
Wow. 12 family, just to go over the month ahead.
Just to go over the month ahead.
Would you rather the beginning of the month or the end of the month?
The beginning of the month.
Yeah. So right the first or second of the month, just to plan everything out for the month.
Correct.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oof. Gets me going just thinking about it.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot. I'm like, he's already kind of like, he's on all the like wedding planning calls and Zooms and stuff. So I feel like I don't want to.
That's good because he's a busy guy with an important job.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he makes the time.
Good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. But the family meetings are like 10 out of 10. Oh, they just make me so happy.
And afterwards, he's fine. He likes them. He feels productive.
Yeah.
He gets them. He gets why you do them.
Yeah. Totally.
That's good.
And now I can follow up on like the things that we talked about mm-hmm. until they get done, mm-hmm. until our next family meeting. So good.
So good.
So good.
Good for you.
Well, actually, we can talk about this when we get back, but I watched Saltburn.
I also watched Saltburn on the flight back from Wisconsin.
Okay. So we'll discuss that when we come back.
Great.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to Macy's.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
And we're back. Before we left, we talked about you watched Saltburn on your way back from
Wisconsin,
which was
lovely. Thank you. Actually, not lovely. Can I tell you? It was not lovely.
Oh, no.
Just because we always want snow. Because we want Christmas, winter, we want snow. Like, it was great seeing the family, and my kids are so close with their cousins, and it's wonderful. But there was no snow. So then it's just cold and gray and dreary every day.
Like Seattle.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It feels worse than Seattle. It's just, there's no leaves in any trees. And it gets dark around 4. And my kids are on this California schedule and they're teenagers. So they finally roll out of bed at like 11:30 or noon. By the time they get up and have breakfast, it's starting to get dark out already. Like,
wow.
What the hell? So it's dreary. Winter in Wisconsin is dreary. But my most Wisconsin moment of the trip was we were at a restaurant and I said, what is your soup of the day? And she said, beer cheese, which is a soup. And I said, I'll pass on the beer cheese soup.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And if you're in Wisconsin right now, you're acknowledging, yes, beer cheese soup is a thing. And if you're not in Wisconsin, you're thinking, that sounds disgusting.
Actually disgusting.
Because it literally is what it is. It's beer and cheese served hot as a soup.
That would send me.
That you would eat with a spoon.
That would literally send me to Gasville.
Yeah. Now, I get like a broccoli cheese soup. You've seen that around.
But also that... sends me.
Yeah, it's not good. I can't do that either. But I guess that's a soup. But beer cheese, I don't even know how you call that a soup necessarily.
It's like a chowder.
It's like a chowder, but a cheese chowder with beer.
If I'm being honest,
yeah,
it's probably delicious.
I don't think
if you have a spoonful,
so.
Not like a whole bowl.
Maybe, but
it's
I don't.
It probably tastes good.
I don't know. I've never tried that. I can't say I have.
I wish you would have said, "Can I try a taste?"
It would have sent me.
Just a taste?
I think so. Oh. I think there's enough cheese. I mean, maybe some Lactaid. Maybe could have gotten through that. But Lactaid's a slippery slope. Because you and I both have dairy issues.
So I don't have dairy issues anymore.
Because of
Hashimoto's treatment? Well, when I was doing all my Hashimoto's testing,
yes.
The doctor was like, yeah, there's nothing with dairy here. You're good with dairy. And I was like, oh.
But what was causing your problems?
Dairy, I thought. A gluten.
Gluten.
Yeah.
So it's probably there's probably gluten in the meal that you blamed on dairy.
True.
I see. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can't do dairy. But Lactaid allows me to do dairy. But I don't want that because not doing dairy is better for me.
Right.
So I'm better off just avoiding it.
Right. And like, what is Lactaid? Like, that's also concerning.
It's
what
an
is
enzyme.
It?
It's an enzyme that allows you to digest it. It's actually way safer than most medications and stuff like that. It's just an enzyme that helps you digest. The enzyme I'm missing that allows me to digest dairy, it gives it to me.
It gives it to you.
Yes. My daughter is on a lot of lactate because she can't do any dairy. And she's also a vegetarian, so options get more and more limited.
Oh my gosh.
But it's fine because it's just an enzyme. But anyway.
You know, though, I will say that the Lord really blessed me with my fiance because he has no sense of smell.
Wow.
Yeah. Just so great because if I just, let them go, he has no idea because they're not loud at all. So it's really been a blessing. So I just want to say there is a shoe for every foot. And I have found my shoe. It's perfect.
Between the monthly meetings and the no sense of smell, I can't imagine a more perfect man for you.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. So anyways.
So on the flight back.
Yeah.
On the flight out, I watched May, December.
Also, it's a very vulnerable movie to watch on a flight.
Which one?
Saltburn.
Saltburn, yeah. On the way out, I watched May, December, and I watched Leave the World Behind. Did you watch those?
No.
Neither one?
No, but I do want to watch May, December.
I liked them both. I thought they were both good. But yeah, okay. I won't. No spoilers.
Okay.
I liked them both. On the way back, I watched Maestro, and I watched Saltburn because the morning show group chat was all heated up about Saltburn. So I was like, all right, I'll watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And what were your thoughts?
So we should say spoiler alert. If you want to.
Well, we shouldn't do a lot of spoiling.
Why?
Because people want to see that movie.
Well, how do you talk about it without spoiling it?
We just say that there were a couple of scenes that made us uncomfortable. Three, right? I would say three.
Sure.
And we can code name them. Bathtub.
Okay. Period.
Okay.
And death.
And grave.
Grave.
Yeah. Yeah, those three made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I have to say, I'm watching this movie, and I only watched it because Becca made me. So okay. I had no interest in seeing it. I was like, psycho thriller, no thanks. Becca made me.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to watch Yellow Jackets. So I was like, okay, I have to watch this. I told Robbie, we have to watch this movie. And he's like, what's it about? I go, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Saltburn.
And that's kind of fun, though, isn't it? Going to a movie totally blind?
Yeah, but he was like, especially this movie, he's like, what is this? Like, for a very long time of the movie, you're kind of like, what's going on? Is this a love story?
Mm-hmm.
Is this what is going on? I feel like you don't really know what's going on till the very end.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I was like,
well, once they get to Saltburn, I think you kind of get into the vibe.
I didn't know who the enemy was. Like I was like, is Jacob Elordi's character going to be like the wacko, or is this guy going to be the wacko?
But that's intentional. I think they're doing that on purpose.
So then we see the bathtub scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie's just like, no, no, no. Like, and I was like, this is... I was less disturbed by that one.
Could you see yourself doing that?
I was like, yeah, you know, don't knock it till you try it. But I was less disturbed, but I was just like, what is this? Like, why is this necessary? So then we see the period scene.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, again, not the weirdest thing.
Well, period positive.
Right. Yeah. I love it. You know, sharing the period world with the community and you know, I was like, I don't, but Robbie was very squeamish around that scene too, which I think most people were. Then the grave scene happens and I'm like, this is just wrong.
Should we say what you Googled after you saw that scene?
I Googled, can men have sex with mud?
And what did you find out?
No, they cannot.
Well, sure they can. Any hole.
Like, it's if you not make a hole.
But he made one.
No, 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 they cannot.
I think he did. I think he made, you can.
I can't. We're going down.
Whatever gets a guy off.
Right.
So you could do it with a wall. If that was what, you know, got your motor revving.
That is so gross. So that is the scene that made me like actually feel ill. And I'm like, what is happening here? Like, where are we going? What's going on?
However, that was the scene where I had to hide my iPad on the plane in case any kids walked by.
Yeah, I was going to say very vulnerable on that airplane.
Yeah.
But then I'd say the last like 15 minutes of the movie, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
It
like,
pays off. The ending is
like,
strong.
The story is so intense and it shows you how everything happened and why it happened. And then the final scene where he like, it was just... Altogether, such a good movie.
Yes.
And I am obsessed with Barry.
Isn't
that his name? Barry Keogh?
Keoghan. Yeah. Well, he was in the Banshees of Inisherin last year, and he was fantastic in that.
Missed that one.
Very good actor.
Missed the Banshees.
He's very good, and if you like seeing naked dudes, you love the ending of this movie, too. So the ending is strong.
The ending is so good. It ties it
up because you want a movie that ties things up. Like, yeah. Leave the World Behind ties up almost nothing.
Right.
And I think that people found that frustrating. I liked that. I thought it was good. But you like a movie that ties it all up, and this one does.
Yeah. So, like, all in, I did like the movie. I didn't need the weird scenes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it does really beg the question, because when I watch Survivor, I know. What are you laughing at?
The comparing Saltburn to Survivor.
When I watch Survivor.
And how everything with you comes back to Survivor nowadays.
I know what I'm getting. I know what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. It's lighthearted. I'm not getting any grave scenes or bathtub scenes. You know, like, it's PG. It's feel good.
Yeah.
I had a hard time falling asleep after watching Saltburn. Like, I had to watch Survivor to cleanse my palate.
Yes.
I couldn't really go to sleep after. I was a little disturbed by it. Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy being disturbed. I enjoy being at peace. I enjoy feeling light. And that's just where I'm at with the things that I watch.
What are the, we've been also assigned other things to watch from the staff. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
In our group chat, I can't remember what it was. The Boys in the Boat?
Yeah, The Boys in the Boat.
I haven't seen that.
Nope.
But are you going to watch that?
Sure.
Okay. That sounds fine. And what was the thriller that people watched?
If it comes from Sierra, it's usually pretty good.
Fool Me Once came from Sierra.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay. I think that's a series, though, Fool Me Once.
Oh,
I know, it's a commitment.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
Great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to your thoughts.
But, you know, now that I have more time, because mm-hmm. we're not watching so many seasons of Survivor.
Oh, that's right, because you're weaning yourself.
Weaning off, yeah. Damp January for Survivor. So we're only watching one season at a time.
That is, yeah, it's really cutting back.
So we started reading this book that's called, hold on, I have to pull it up.
This is part of your new January 2024, Tanya, is less Survivor, more reading.
Yes. And reading as a couple.
I
so
like
we
that.
Bought two of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Acquire the secrets of success, achieve everything you've always wanted, personal property, financial security, power and influence, the ideal job, satisfying relationships, and a rewarding and enjoyable life. Who wouldn't want to read that?
Me, I would not want to read that.
6 million copies sold.
I want all those things, but I wouldn't want to take the time to read that book.
So anyways, we're reading this at night, the two of us in bed. It's very cute.
It is cute.
We've done it once.
Do you feel pressure to read fast because you want to read?
And he's so fast. I did realize that. I was like, oh my gosh. And he started a little bit before me, like a couple minutes before me, because I was like doing my nighttime routine. So I was a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. And I was like, shoot, he's already finished with chapter one. And I'm like 4 pages behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes you feel dumb. I know that exactly that feeling.
It's not dumb because I'm like, I have to read slow. Otherwise, like my brain, I could read fast, but it'll just go in my head and out.
Right,
out.
Right,
I want
right.
to actually like learn or like, what's the word? Regurgitate? Not regurgitate.
Well,
digest what I'm
reading. It's the opposite of regurgitate.
Digest what I'm reading. And so I do intentionally read slow, but I think that my slow is like slow next to him.
Right. And then he's going to be bored. He's going to be rolling his eyes because he wants to keep going.
Well, no, it's not like we need to keep the same pace. I don't know how it's going to go. We've done it one night. Probably
whenever
tonight
I'm reading something
watch.
The same time as another person, I start to think, oh, are they reading faster than me? And then when I think that, I realize I didn't read the sentence that I just passed my eyes
right,
over.
Right, that's the thing. When
then
you read,
go back
you can
and
get
read
really
it again.
Distracted.
Now I know I'm behind.
Correct.
And then I get really stressed out. Now I got to catch up. I got to skip a few sentences. It's
correct.
Really stressful.
Yeah, very stressful. But I'm not stressed out part yet, but I do find myself having those thoughts.
Will you expand beyond self-help books?
So we want to keep it in the inspirational like zone, but maybe Scrubbers can help me out with this too, because Robbie's thinking that we could be inspired by people's life stories. You know, like if Steve Jobs, does Steve Jobs write a book?
There's a book about him, like the kind of book about him.
Right.
I remember Ryan read that one.
And he liked it?
Yeah.
Like he's wanting to find some sort of like biography or something that maybe somebody that's
smart.
That's inspirational that we can like glean insight from versus like a self-help book.
I think that's smart to expand beyond. And also people's life stories are fascinating usually.
Yeah.
And Bob Iger from Disney.
Biography, yeah.
Okay, sure.
I've heard that one's like inspirational.
But also there's probably people that aren't giant CEOs of companies that could also be inspirational.
Such as?
I don't know, but maybe athletes, maybe just people who have had amazing stories. I don't know, that guy who got his arm stuck between the rocks in that one movie. I don't know. That just came to my mind.
But yeah. And that's Bob Iger's the only one that came to my mind because I just remember he like would wake up really early in the morning and did all this stuff. But that's kind of where we're going to go for book two. But let me tell you, this book one ain't small.
Okay. So it's going to be a while.
It's going to take us a minute. Yeah.
Okay, that'll be good. And I like fiction. I know I've been spending the last, as long as I've known you, trying to get you to read fiction and you refuse, so maybe not. But
here's the thing, Mark.
I think, yes.
I enjoy trying to better myself. I enjoy seeing the way that people look at the world, different ways to better myself.
Fiction can do these things.
How? By sending me to Harry Potter land?
No, I don't mean Harry Potter, but there's just good stories. But the stories are allegories for the world.
Such as?
Well, I don't know any good examples necessarily.
If you give me a good example.
I just downloaded some that I'm interested in reading right now, just over the weekend. Project Hail Mary. That looks really good to me. The Silent Patient. Everyone's talking about The Silent Patient.
I haven't heard one person talk
Fantastic
about The Silent
Land.
Patient.
That looks really good to me.
I haven't heard one person talk about Fantastic Land.
Well, you're not in the book communities that I'm involved
in. No, I'm not. My algorithm is not the same.
Fantastic Land, like a bunch of kids get trapped in an amusement park, and it's like I don't know. It sounds really good to me.
Nothing about that sounds good to me.
It sounds really good to me.
If I could read, the idea came because we were, I came across this Instagram and it was like the 7 books you need to read in the new year.
I got these from a BuzzFeed list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was like the 7 books you need. Oh, hold on. I'm going to find it right now. Here it is. 10 books that will change your thinking in 2024. So I saw this and I sent it to Robbie and he was like, should we read, do a little book club together? And so we each picked out our top.
It was his idea.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And so he's like, pick out your top 3 out of this list of 10. So I picked out my top 3. And of course he's like such a review reader. He reads reviews on everything. And he's like, these books don't really have great reviews. Let me find one that's similar that has really good reviews.
Yeah.
So the book that we landed on has really good reviews.
Okay.
And lots of them. And very credible people reviewed them.
I'm not going to know you once you acquire all this power and wealth and prestige.
I know. Watch out, baby. Watch out because the magic of thinking big is going to be sitting right here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I think you're good. You don't need to improve yourself.
I always want to be improving myself.
Well, we all should. We all should be on a journey of improvement.
Oh my gosh. I mean, don't even get me started on the parenting books I'm going to start reading when I'm in that phase
of life. Wow, that's going to be... Oh, I loved The Girlfriend's Guide to Parenting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it outdated now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Pregnancy, I don't think, has changed much really in the past... couple thousand years.
Not about pregnancy, but about parenting.
Here it is. Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy, Vicky Iovine. Everything Your Doctor Won't Tell You. It's really good because it really does put it out. It tells you all the stuff that's going to be gross that the other ones kind of gloss over.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what a mucus plug was until that book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
Well, you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm. Do I have one?
You're going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have one currently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know you that
well.
You
don't know. You don't know. You never know what's going on in there. Mucus plugs and all.
Anyway, that one's really good.
But yeah, so when that journey
that's
of life.
A lot of books. But that's good. I think we all need to read those.
Yeah.
Because that's such an uncharted territory situation.
Yeah. So watch out for that.
I will.
Coming very soon.
Good.
Hopefully. Oh. Well, not too soon.
That's exciting.
Wedding first, then baby.
And wedding, we're pretty darn confident it's happening in 2024.
That's the goal. Okay, so listen to me.
I'm listening.
I think I'm having I've thought about my wedding my whole life, right?
Of course.
I've never envisioned what it specifically looked like. So I'm not that I never came into it thinking I want to have a white this and a white chairs with a beach backdrop.
Right.
I never knew any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But my wedding day was always something that I thought of and was excited about. And it's been so built up, right?
Yes.
So now I'm here and you get into the weeds of everything and there's so many options. There's just so many options of where you can do it and how you can do it and what it looks like. And I'm horrible with decisions. I don't know. It's just, there's so much coming at me.
Yeah.
And I think Robbie and I both agree on the vibe we want. We know the people we want, the people that we know that our wedding is going to be so fun because the people mm-hmm. that we love are going to mm-hmm. be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all the things are running, if we do it in LA, where we want to do it, there's a 10 p.m. curfew. So that's kind of blah, blah, blah. If we do it in Italy, are some of the people that we really want to come, will they come?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. There's all these things. And it's for some reason, I just can't move forward.
So you're stuck right now. You're a little frozen.
A little frozen.
Can this be covered in the January staff family meeting?
Yes, it's definitely going to be covered in the, okay. For sure. But because the thing is, if we want to have it this year, like we need to kind of nail it down this month.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Give me a percentage chance that you get married in 2024.
If it were up to me?
Yeah.
I would like 80% chance.
Do you think it's less than 80? Because there are other factors involved?
No, I think Robbie wants it this year. I think we both want it this year.
Right.
That's like the goal. Our 100% would be to do it this year.
But there are other situations that have to be factored in, so maybe 80%.
Correct.
Okay. What are the chances that you get married in the United States?
At this point, I'd say 50-50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as a potential guest of a local wedding, that's good to know. I'm not sure I'd make the cut for a European wedding.
We would probably, the invite list would probably be similar.
Okay. And if you can make it, great. And if you can't, great. Okay. I see.
Yeah.
But if it's in Marina Del Rey, I'm there, dude. You know?
But you know what's interesting is, and that's another thing, when you start looking at the cost of everything, yes. LA is like double what a wedding would be like if you did it internationally.
Wow.
Literally. It's so weird. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So there's just like a lot of factors.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a lot of birthdays today. So I was hoping we could play the celebrity birthday game and maybe get Easton in here and you guys can play against each other.
You love the celebrity birthday game.
I do.
Okay.
Do you not? Because it's your show. If you don't like it, then we don't have to do it.
I like this. I'm down with it.
Okay, great. Well, that's coming up.
Let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, hi.
Host of the Eastie Awards.
That's right. Thank you.
Were the ratings in?
The ratings are in. I did better than the Golden Globes. I can't believe it.
Did you really?
Yes, Tanya, I did. I had 200 people on average.
Pretty consistently,
watching.
Yes, on average. It would jump up above 200, it would drop below, it would go up above 200, then he would sing, it would drop way below 200.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
My favorite thing, though, because we used to do the guest presenters live, mm-hmm. which you and Becca have done
yes,
a number
and,
of times.
And, Robbie did ask me about the ESTY Awards and my participation in them, and I said, oh, I was not asked this year. Mm. I was not asked this year. Yeah, so...
I always feel bad asking because Tanya, you did it last year, and you did such a good job.
Thank you so much.
But I just don't want to be that annoying guy.
It takes 2 seconds.
I know. I just find it to be. If it were me, I would find it so annoying.
Well, I don't find it annoying.
Well, that's very sweet.
But
of
I'm
you.
Joking on the. I don't really. I'm not upset. Okay. But I did. I was like, no.
Anytime you want to do it, I'm happy.
I wasn't asked this year. Robbie's like, oh, slipping, huh?
But we used to do it live, and so like Tanya would join my Instagram live, and then it would tell all her followers, and for like 5 minutes, I'd have like 15,000 people watching going, who is this guy? Best shoelace? What is this award? I do miss that, but it was a really fun show. Kaylin Bell presented an award. Chris Harrison did an award. Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling wearing nothing but an Easton apron, an Eastie's apron.
I did not request that.
I'm sorry, what? No bra?
No bra, just
nothing under it.
She's wearing underwear.
Underwear, yes. She kind of gave you a little flash on the side to show that she did have nothing but underwear under her Eastie's apron.
Yes, she presented best stovetop burner.
Okay. I think that's great. I love that she's game for anything.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like that Easton has to do that. She goes, not only will I do that, I'm going to wear your apron. I'm going to do a little peekaboo. I mean, I think that's cool. She was up for it.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
And Chris Harrison, I mean, he's a big star.
Chris Harrison, Jason Derulo opened the show.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah, that's a big
on the
that's
Easties.
A big one. I love Jason Derulo.
We love Jason Derulo. I love having to explain to him what it was. And he's like, okay, I guess so.
You know what? I feel like it's been a long time since I've seen Jason Derulo, but I remember back when we were E! And he would come into the morning show to do interviews. He was very,
oh, very nice.
Very nice.
Yes.
He will be guest hosting American Top 40 here in a couple of weeks.
I just had like really good interactions with him.
Mm-hmm. Great guy. Love Jason Derulo. I will defend him till my last dying breath.
What were some of the winners? Which won the best stovetop burner, by the way?
You know, this is rare that there's a 2-time Eastie Award winning thing because I changed the category so much. So it's almost impossible to do that. Front right burner.
Front right. I used front right, front left.
In 2023. I'm more of a front left person myself.
Wow. It's the biggest flame.
Oh, okay.
For us.
See, I like front right on my personal range because it has the most range to borrow.
Yeah.
You know? On my front left, it's got on and simmer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah.
And best cheese was burrata, I believe.
Burrata.
Burrata cheese. Yeah.
You got a burrata.
Good winner, yeah.
Good. Uh-huh. I can eat that now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's get some broad in here.
Yeah. Easton's rant about most infuriating parking lot was very funny.
Which one? Don't tell me. The Trader Joe's in Studio City.
No, it's a parking lot in Monrovia that has a Robex and a FedEx in it. It's called Huntington Crossing. One of my friends in the chat was like, you can tell Easton's getting older because this is one of the categories. Just me ranting about a parking lot.
I'm with you because there is a parking lot in the Trader Joe's in Studio City. It's the Trader Joe's. And
Trader Joe's parking lots all suck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But this one has like obviously a bunch of different ones around. Mm-hmm. So there's like a GNC. Mm-hmm. There's like a coffee shop and then Mendocino Farms, all these things. The parking spots are smaller than a normal car.
Wow.
So everybody's like sardines in there. And then the two-way to get from to and fro is smaller than like a beetle couldn't even fit through it. So like everybody's having to pull over. I'm like, there's constantly people hitting each other.
It is
a mess.
It's crazy. I don't know what they're...
on the street and walk into the thing because I'm just like, I'm not even going in there.
Smart.
That's one thing they're all known for is they all have, every chair shows is a terrible parking lot, especially in Los Angeles.
Easton actually printed out the Google Maps satellite view of the parking lot to explain to us why it sucked so much. And I get it.
Yeah.
He explained it very clearly and concisely and I understand. And I've never been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's play the celebrity birthday game, shall we?
Let's do it.
Very exciting. Got a lot of birthdays to get to. So without a third person today, it's just the two of you. So one of you will guess, the other will say higher or lower. It's as simple as that. And I have 7 here.
So many birthdays.
So it's like a World Series.
Whose birthdays today?
So many birthdays. Today, not as many. Today is only this one. And Tanya, you may begin. How old is Zahara Jolie Pitt today?
She is 18.
Is it higher or lower, Easton?
That's all I have to say is higher or lower?
That's right. Higher or lower than 18?
Higher.
Today, Zahara Jolie Pitt turns 19. Way to go, wow. Ethan. He's on the board with one.
I was so close.
You were very close on that one.
I'm sitting in Becca's chair today. I don't know if that's if I got the magic or not.
Might help a lot. Yesterday, speaking of celebrity offspring, yesterday was Blue Ivy Carter's birthday.
Wow.
Easton, how old is Blue Ivy Carter after celebrating her birthday yesterday?
Oh, man, I feel like Tanya's going to get this on the nose. Blue Ivy Carter is 7?
7 years old.
Older.
Older than 7. Yeah, she's 12. That's Tanya getting one. We're tied.
She just danced with Beyonce on tour.
You can dance when you're 7.
She looks like a 16-year-old.
All right. Also, yesterday's birthdays, now that we're tied at one apiece, let's go to a woman we've had in on the show a number of times. We've met her, and she was very nice to compliment my watch last time she was in. Katie Couric. Katie Couric had a birthday yesterday. How old is Katie Couric, Tanya?
By the way, yes. Side note, did you guys see the video that she posted of one of her daughters telling her that she's pregnant?
No.
And they gave her like one of those like friendship bracelets. And I guess it said, it said something like soon to be granny or something.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's reading it and she was like, like she couldn't read it, right. But it basically said like you're gonna be a grandma. Yeah, 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 yeah. It was very funny because she like, couldn't read it, so she's like Barry, and they were like granny, and she was like,
oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Yeah, it was really cute.
How old is she though? And you can use the fact that she's gonna be a granny as a clue to her age.
75.
Older or younger than 75, Easton?
Younger.
67 years old for Katie Couric, and it's a big Easton win. He's up 2-1.
I had a feeling it sounded high.
Now Easton's gonna have a little advantage on this one. Sorry to tell you that, but it's a birthday from yesterday. It is Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye from the Avengers movies and recovering from his snowplow accident from a year ago, but back on set and doing much better. How old is he, Easton?
Jeremy Renner.
Lucky to be whatever age he is after that accident.
That's true. A guitar player, the leader of the Jeremy Renner app. He is 51.
51. Tanya, is he younger. Older or younger than 51? Going younger? Yesterday, Jeremy Renner turned 53.
Wow. Oh, what?
It's a big lead for Easton. Big lead. He's
Someone
up three
to set
games
me up with
to
him
one.
Once. I didn't realize he was.
Why didn't you do it?
I think I said yeah. Oh,
okay. You did?
Mm-hmm.
He's a good, he's got some years on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 18 of them. All right, let's go to, oh, here's one Tanya will have an advantage on. Nina Dobrev from The Vampire Diaries. You were a fan.
She is 35.
35 years old. Yes, she is. Very nice. That's how you play the game. Right
That's
there.
That's how you play.
No time. No time for higher or lower. Yeah. I'm just going to get it right. Here's another one. Tanya will have a slight advantage.
Okay.
Dave Matthews. Dave Matthews with the Dave Matthews Band. Tanya and I have bonded over Dave Matthews in the past, by the way.
I used to be a big fan. I used to go to his show, their show.
We both went through a nice little phase
yeah,
being
when
Dave
I was
Matthews
in college.
Fans. Yes.
Wow. I have yet to enter that phase. Not a fan.
Go ahead. Dave Matthews, how old is he now? Actually, tomorrow is his birthday. How
is it my turn?
It is Easton's turn.
Oh, no, man.
Dave Matthews, tomorrow turns?
Crash Into Me. Mm-hmm. He turns 54.
All right, 54. Now, Tanya, you need this to stay in the game. If you get this right, we are tied 3-3 and we go to game 7.
Wow.
If not, Easton is the winner. He said 54 for Dave Matthews. Older or younger?
Older.
He is 57 years old tomorrow and we are tied. And it all comes down to this. One of my least favorite musical artists of all time. That's right. When he comes on Kiss FM, I'm like, what are we doing? Tomorrow is Sean Paul's birthday.
Oh. Wow.
I am not a fan. He got the right temperature to shelter you from the...
Yeah, but you like the songs.
I don't. Oh. I don't like him.
I love him.
Have a good time. Not a fan.
So now it's my turn.
The question is, how old is he turning tomorrow? And this is for the win, Tanya. Hey, if you get it right on, the game's over.
Yeah, he's turning 50 tomorrow.
He is not turning 50 tomorrow. So now we go to Easton. Easton, for the win, is Sean Paul older or younger than 50 years old tomorrow?
Older.
Tomorrow, Sean Paul turns 51 years old, and Ethan Marrone is the champion of the day.
What?
1 year off, and Ethan carries it. Congratulations, Ethan.
Wow. I want to thank Sean Paul for my victory. I'm going to blast light glue on the way home.
Tanya might have had a shot at this because she never wins when Becca's here, and yet the losing streak continues.
You know what? I might be a loser at this game, but I'm a winner in life.
Amen, amen. To that. Absolutely right.
I'm not going to let this get me down.
No, nor should you.
No, I'm the Jenga champ.
Hey, that's right. When yeah. it comes to Jenga, ping pong? No? Okay, maybe not.
Still on the losing side of that. You know, there's a life is a seesaw.
Oh, it sure is.
Constantly up, constantly down.
Amen. I think that's it for our show today.
I think that's our show for the day.
I hope people enjoyed it.
Yes.
I think we should keep going. I think we got another 20 minutes.
No, I think we're good.
I just got here.
What Come did on. We? I don't know. I mean, I could fill you in on what you missed, but you could just like listen to the first half hour.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Easton's a busy man.
I'm taking my engagement photos on Friday.
Oh my God, how exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you're wearing?
Yes, I know exactly what I'm wearing. And I'm really happy that I stuck to my venue because I ended up getting it. So yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What kind of venue is it? We don't want to say specifically where, because scrubbers would flock there.
No, they would not. it's just like a really pretty, it's like a mansion, but they have like a fountain. There's like really pretty trees. It's very green. There's mm-hmm. also like a patio that you can kind of see Los Angeles from the, like in the background.
Love it.
Yeah.
I know we're trying to wrap here, but, and I don't want to get too into the nitty gritty. Is there going to be a prop involved like on a carriage or
great question.
No, but our photographer asked, she was like, do you guys want to get like a rent a car to be in or whatever? And I was like, no, I don't want props, but I think we will probably do like a champagne and maybe some like glasses.
That's cute. Like glasses to wear, like goofy big 2024 glasses
for the champagne. Oh, you know, like pop the champagne and like cheers.
I see. Yeah.
Like heart, we're engaged.
Heart glasses could be cute, you know. No.
The one with the nose and the mustache, and then you take them off. Yeah, that's the real you.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah. I will say though, I posted like all, I did like a what not a wedding dress, a try on for all my engagement photo dresses, and that reel popped off. People were like so excited to.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me which dress to wear.
I saw the one of him dipping you. Wasn't there one where he's in a tux and he's dipping you? I swear I did.
The photo.
Oh,
that photo was great. Wow.
So that was from a wedding that we had gone to.
That's why I thought, oh, maybe this is from her engagement photo.
I thought the same thing.
I know. But I posted which one should I wear to my engagement photos? Yeah. And what's really funny is that everybody chose the dress I'm not wearing. Oh.
That's how it goes.
I bet you're not going to consider that.
No, because I loved they picked out this dress. It's like so cool. But in my mind, I want something very timeless. I don't want to look back in 10 years and be like, why did I wear this?
Right.
Weird, like crazy.
Like Natasha Lyonne last night at the Golden Globes. She had giant spikes coming up from her chest.
I didn't see her last night.
Yeah, it's an outfit that I don't know if it's going to age well, but what do you know?
That's what I want. For my engagement photos, I just want it to be like timeless, classic, chic. And I think that's what I chose.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't wait to see him.
Phase one, you know?
That's right.
Probably 50 more phases to go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
And with that, love you. See you next week. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.